Rock bottom has a basement, and Khalil Rafati found it. At his lowest, he was a 109-pound heroin addict, covered in scabies and staph infections, living on Los Angeles streets, willing to do anything for his next fix. Today, he's the founder of Sun Life Organics, a multi-million dollar juice empire with a cult following. This transformation isn't just impressive, it defies explanation without acknowledging what Rafati himself calls divine intervention. His journey through addiction's darkest corners to entrepreneurial success has made his memoir required reading in recovery programs nationwide. What makes his story so compelling isn't just the dramatic contrast between then and now, but how he illuminates the universal human capacity for redemption when we're willing to confront our demons. By age 14, Khalil had been abandoned by both parents. His father even changed the locks after Khalil's expulsion for fighting. His only stability came from his employer Gus, who arranged housing with his ex-wife. At 15, Khalil was arrested for threatening kids with a broken shotgun, with his own father turning him in, deepening his rejection wounds. A profound moment came when Khalil witnessed something foreign at a friend's house, a loving family watching cartoons together in matching pajamas. The contrast with his broken life devastated him. He felt cursed with a rotten soul and contemplated suicide. At 16, Khalil found solace in Detroit's underground music scene. After visiting California, he became determined to move there, eventually leaving with just $600. His father's dismissive good luck strengthened his resolve never to return. Arriving in Los Angeles, he crested a hill to see the sprawling city lights while Jane's Addiction's Mountain Song played, a perfect arrival soundtrack. That night, he slept in his car near USC. His entrepreneurial spirit emerged through a car detailing business that connected him with celebrities, maintaining Slash's vehicles, working for Axl Rose, and briefly serving as Elizabeth Taylor's houseboy. Working for wealthy clients led to requests to score drugs. Khalil's business expanded from marijuana to GHB, ketamine, and pharmaceuticals smuggled from Mexico. His first experience with heroin was seductively comforting. The warm numbness provided the childhood comfort I never had. No depression, anxiety, or pain. Within days of trying crack cocaine, he was using heroin to counteract the crashes. When challenged to quit heroin, Khalil's ego wouldn't let him back down. 3 hours into a trip for withdrawal medication, he became violently ill. In a hotel room, he suffered through what felt like an exorcism, covered in bodily fluids and screaming through the night. I realized this was withdrawal. My body had replaced natural dopamine with heroin, Khalil writes. His post-withdrawal sobriety lasted only a month before he succumbed to what he calls spiritual warfare when left alone with drugs. The progression worsened when Manny introduced him to intravenous use. The sensation was immediate, warm milk pouring down my neck, erasing all pain. This tiny $10 shot delivered more euphoria than hundreds of dollars of smoked heroin. Within a month, he was mixing cocaine with heroin to make speedballs, reaching the apex of oblivion. After a suicide attempt, hospital staff treated Khalil with contempt. When he asked about his friends, the doctor revealed no one had come. He left in just jeans and a hospital gown, dope sick and desperate, taking a taxi to buy more drugs and check into a hotel to finish what he'd started. When Jennifer returned from Europe, Khalil had blown through $26,000 of her grandmother's inheritance on drugs in just 3 weeks. Seeing his deteriorated state, 109 pounds with staph infection, ringworm, and scabies, her first words were, "Where's mine?" They pawned her family heirlooms and continued their descent. During a cocaine-fueled drive, Khalil crashed through mailboxes before rolling his car, landing in the yard of the local Narcotics Anonymous secretary. Despite admitting everything to police, the officer let him go, advising, "This is your moment of clarity. Get some fucking help." Days later, Jennifer's father broke down their door and took them to recovery, with Khalil's final desperate plea, "God help me, smeared in blood on the bathroom wall. On June 15, 2003, Khalil arrived at Pasadena Recovery Center, sleeping for 3 days straight. Upon waking, he prayed sincerely and felt an immediate lightness, a profound knowing that God would help him. Refusing all medication, he faced withdrawal completely sober, marking June 18th as his sobriety date. The following weeks were hellish, virtually no sleep, abscesses covering his body, constant vomiting, and yellow-green skin. Yet sharing these horror stories in group therapy brought unexpected laughter and connection. As his 30-day program neared completion, Khalil dreaded leaving. Though skeptical about AANA, he valued the safety and stability of the facility. He proposed staying on as a janitor, finding unexpected healing in cleaning work that seemed to purify his filthy soul. His recovery expanded through spiritual exploration at the Self-Realization Fellowship Lake Shrine and Hare Krishna Temples. His friendship with Sean French rekindled, introducing Khalil to superfoods and health concoctions, sparking the nutrition obsession that would later become central to his business ventures. After being fired from an upscale treatment center for refusing paperwork, Khalil received a call just 90 minutes later from parents needing help with their daughter. This success established his reputation with wealthy families for handling difficult cases. He soon opened Riviera Recovery, implementing unconventional methods, taking clients to concerts, Vegas, health spas, and sailing the Bahamas. Daily routines included paddleboarding, yoga, fasting, and various detox therapies many considered extreme. Despite criticism, his approach proved effective. In 2011, Khalil opened Sun Life Organics in Malibu without a business plan, financing, or food service experience, pursuing this vision with his typical obsession. Opening day served over 250 people, far exceeding expectations. Sun Life has since expanded to multiple locations with over 130 employees. After searching for meaning through drugs, spirituality, exotic travel, and countless healing modalities, Khalil discovered a simple truth. There is only the straight and narrow path. The wisdom he needed was in the Bible all along. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Each day I fall short, but wait grateful for another chance, Khalil writes. It saddens me how close I came to missing it all. In the midst of all that madness, grace, and beautiful recovery over these 12 years, I forgot to die. Now I will always remember to live. What makes Khalil's journey powerful is how it reveals universal truths. His story shows how our deepest wounds can become our greatest strengths, how shameful experiences can become foundations for helping others, and how desperate circumstances can transform through persistence, faith, and willingness to change. In a world that glorifies instant gratification, Khalil reminds us that true fulfillment comes not from escaping pain, but from confronting it, and using that hard-won wisdom to lift others from their own struggles.